Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The judge in the Brian Koberger case denying motions, several motions raised in this last week for dismissal of the case. And now attorney Ann Taylor, the defense of Brian Koberger, asking for a change of venue. Wants to have that heard sooner than late April, citing extensive inflammatory pretrial publicity. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I got to applaud Ann Taylor for constantly finding ways of pushing the date of this out further and further and further, not wanting to discuss this till at least after late April. I don't know why we couldn't start discussing it now, but it is what it is. It doesn't matter anymore, quite honestly. Does the venue in which the trials take place really affect the jury pool that much? I would say 10, 20 years ago or longer, probably definitely before social media and such, but I don't know. I look at it like bombs. Years ago, the bomb, if it was a big one, it went off, it would have taken out your city or a good chunk of it. Now, if a nuclear bomber, you're going to take out states, you're going to take out massive amounts. And that's kind of how I look at this, where I think anywhere near Moscow, Idaho, in the surrounding vicinity states, people are going to have the same sort of impression. And to most of the United States as well. Again, does moving the venue, because we're going to have to move this somewhere within a realistic range, does it make a damn bit of difference?
Yeah. I can't see that it will. Everybody, you just say the name Koberger, everybody in the country, you know, has a pretty good idea of who he is and what happened and all the media coverage. It's been extensive. It's a story that's, you know, horrifying and fascinating. People are attracted to trying to understand it. And we can say yay, Ann Taylor, for trying to be a zealous, you know, fighter here. It'll be an interesting trial. But yeah, I don't see that moving the venue is going to make much difference.
I mean, there's a lot of things that can be argued and looked at here. if we're trying to get a fair trial. At the end of the day, that is truly what everyone wants. Just let's try this correctly. Let's avoid any sort of appellate issues down the road. But you know, let's kind of get this going at some point in time. It seems the strategy right now is pushing this back as far as possible. Is that a good strategy? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about time and the effect that it has on a high profile case like this that's so emotionally charged.
You know, I think the families want to get it over with. They want to be able to get some degree of closure on it. Of course, they want to see him convicted. I heard the judge say, you know, I hate to keep extending this. Mm-hmm. But I understand that there are legal complexities that make that the right thing to do. And you don't want to have any errors on a death penalty case. And you want to avoid having retrials down the road. So that's one that I guess I can see both sides and why she's trying to do what she's doing. And there may be a hope that there will be more evidence come forward that is going to benefit him if they delay longer.
Is there hope going on that by the time this thing actually does make it to trial, if it happens even in 2025, which I kind of doubt will even happen there, you know, you get to a point where even the students of Moscow aren't the same students who were there at the time of the crime. You have, you know, people have come and gone. You have, you know, witnesses that may have come and gone. People that could there's so many things that can change in the course of several years. Is that the strategy you think that they're going with here right now of like, you know, time heals all wounds? Obviously, it's not going to heal the wounds for those families. But in terms of public impact, it gets a little bit lighter over time.
Yeah. Yeah. Does the emotional intensity die down with time? Yeah. And do people start to forget things maybe that they did hear on the news? Certainly a possibility.
With it, them wanting to move it, one of the arguments that the late Akani prosecutor had argued was, look, this happened in our town. This is Mr. Thompson who made this argument. This happened to our people. Why should we not be able to try this here? And I think it's a fair argument. It's affected mm-hmm. this town in so many ways. Why not let that town be the one who tries this or... You know, is it because there could be the possibility of a very more difficulty getting an impartial jury pool? But wouldn't that just be the job of the attorneys to kind of weed out anybody that they think could possibly be impartial? That is their responsibility.
Yeah. And I think, again, that's pretty hard to do. I can see the reason for the request for a change of venue. And I think typically in these kind of cases, that's done, mm-hmm. you know, very often when there's been a lot of publicity and it's a horrendous case. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're going to get it just because that does seem to be the standard.
We'll see where that all goes. I, like I said, we're probably still many years out and many motions out before we get any direction or resolution here.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.